Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin, daf 77. We are just a few days away from finishing Masechet Kiddushin. We left off on Ayin Vav Amud Bet, 76b, right before the lines get long. We were talking about Yichus, and if a person wants to marry Kohenet, Leviyari Saralit, they would have to do some checking, background checking on the mother and the ancestors and so on and so forth. So the Gemara says, En botkin min ha-mizbeach ul-mala. We said you don't check from the mizbeach and up, meaning if someone was doing work for the mizbeach, Kohen, you don't have to check. My tama, what's the reason? Ilav de batkua lo ha-mamaskilei. If they didn't check to begin with, then they wouldn't have put him up there to be able to do work in the mizbeach. So therefore, it must be that he's fine. Velo min ha-duchan ul-mala. You don't have to check for the duchan. The Kohanim and Leviim would be there. The Leviim would be singing shir. So the Gemara says, "My tama." Adamar more sheshamayu yoshrin miachasei kehuna miachasei leviya. That's where the strongest genealogical class of the Kohanim and the Leviim would sit. And so therefore, you know that they have good yichus. Velo misanedrin ulmala, not from the Sanhedrin. My tama. What's the reason? The Tane Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Keshem shebeitin menukin betzedek, kach menukin mikol mum." Just like the Beitin is clean for all righteousness, so too they're clean from any blemish. So Amar Meimar, my crowd, where do you know this from? The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, it says, Kulach yafa rayati umum en bach, you don't have a blemish. So he says, Ema muma mamash. Maybe this is referring to an actual blemish. It's not referring to a blemish in genealogical class. So the Gemara says, Amar Avachar bar Yaakov, Amar Ka, the Pasuk says, Vitzatzevu sham imach. This is by Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem says to Moshe, gather for me 70 people from Zignei Israel, they'll be standing there with you. What is imach? Imach bedomim lach, like you, no blemish. So the Gemara says, "V'dilma mishum shechina." No, over there, because they need it specifically for the shechina, right? Rashi says, "Sanhedrin shvata sha'ahu tzerchu liyotz miyuchasin mishum shechina." Maybe the Sanhedrin over there needed to have good lineage because they needed the shechina. But maybe nowadays would be different. Amar Nachman, the pasuk says, "No amakra vehakel me'alecha v'nasu itach." So this is whenever in Devarim they were in Shemot when Yitro was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that there's too much on your shoulders. So he says you need to hand it off to different people and you take the bigger stuff. So it says vehakel me'alecha v'nasu itach. They take it away from you and they will carry with you the burden. You know, they'll carry with you the job. So what is itach bedomim lach? It's similar to you, and therefore there's no blemish. So the Gemara says, "Kol mizuch zeku avota mishoterei rabim." What does it mean? Someone who's a part of the public officials. So the memra delo mokminer mepsulim. Does that mean they wouldn't establish any pesulim for the public officials? So the Gemara says, "Urminu." We have a contradiction. Hakok sharim ladun dinei mamunot, ve'en hakok sharim ladun dinei nefashot. Everyone is kosher to do dinei mamunot, but not everyone is kosher to do dinei nefashot, murder cases. Va'ven alba. What does it mean? Hakol. What is that coming to include? Is coming to add even a mamzer is kosher to do dinei mamonot. So the Gemara said, "Amar Abaye, how do you explain that?" Be Yerushalayim. No, our Mishnah is talking about in Yerushalayim where it would be only good lineage. Over there, they would allow even mamzerim, but in Yerushalayim they would not. V'chein tanei Rav Shimon bar Zera v'kiddushei devei Levi v'Yerushalayim. Talking about kiddushin in the Academy of Levi in Yerushalayim, and that's where there were no blemishes. We gabayi tzedakah. We said for people are gabayim for tzedakah. Masim, you can marry them off for the kehuna. So he says, "My tama kevan de minatzu bahad einashe." Since when people go to collect tzedakah, a lot of times they go in there. There's some arguing. There's some like convincing to do. The amar more the beraita says min mashkenim ala tzedakah vafilu erev Shabbat. You can go and try to persuade people and push people to give tzedakah even erev Shabbat. Bimita deika it dekala. And if a person had a genealogical issue, there would be a voice, a rumor that would go around and everyone would hear about it. Meaning, because when people and men fight, they fight about lineage. And so therefore everyone would know about it. So therefore if there's something wrong, everyone would have heard about it. The host of Ravada was a convert. Him and Rav Bibi were in a fight. More amar anna avinna saruta dimata. More amar anna avinna saruta dimata. Each one was saying, "I'm going to take care of the affairs of the town, of the city." After the coming to Rav Yosef, they came in front of Rav Yosef. Amar lei, amar lehu tanina. It says, we learn. So pasuk says, "Som tasim alecha melech." You shall place a king. Mikerev achecha. What does that mean from mikerev achecha? Kol mesimot shata mesim. Lo yu ena mikerev achecha. Should be from your brothers. Only Jew. So it shouldn't be that you take a convert as a kerev achecha, someone doing work for the city. So the Gemara says, "Amar le Ravada bar Ava, What if Afilu Imam Israel? What if his mother is Jewish? Hold on, his mother is Jewish, and he's not a ger. So Gemara says, Amar le Imam Israel mikarav achecha karen be. Says Imam, if his mother is from Israel, we call that karav achecha. It's part of your brothers. Hilkach Rabbi bi de Gavra Rabba who layan b'milay d'shmaya umor layan b'milay d'mata. Rabbi was a great rabbi. So they said, you deal with the dvarim shel shamayim, the things in shamayim. Meaning Rashi says, gabei tzedakah or kitzutah v'chalukatah, where we divide out the tzedakah. And he says, but you, the convert, you deal with the things of the town, all the other tzorkei sibur you will deal with. And this is how he resolved this issue. Amar Abaye, Hilkach Mandim Mishrei Tzurua Min Rabbanan Beushpitzpinei Le'ashrei Keravada Bar Ahava Di'adad Me'apech Le'viskutei. If somebody wants to, you know, host somebody, you should try to be, a host for one of the rabbis who is like Ravada Bar Ahava. Why? Because he knows how to find the zechut in each and every person. Rabbi Zera Mitapel Bohu. Rabbi Zera would use the converts and place them in specific positions. Rabba Bar Avua Mitapel Bohu. He too would place them in positions. But in Israel, they wouldn't even place a convert to be a position of person who was like measuring weights. And in Naharda, they wouldn't even place a convert to be someone who's involved with the irrigation of the land. Even that, they wouldn't place him. Then we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Af Mishaya Vechulei, we said somebody was signed on these as an ed, as a document, on a witness. So the Gemara says, Mai Tama, Daikeu Mechatme, because they are Midayek to make sure who is signing as a witness beforehand, so they know that he's kosher, and therefore only then he's allowed to sign. Rabbi Chanina Ben Antikinos Vechulei, we said in the Mishnah that he said, Rabbi Chanina said, that even somebody who was signed as one of these soldiers of the king, what does that mean? So he said, Amar Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Chaylot Shel Beit David, that's referring to the soldiers of David. Amar Yosef, Maikra, how do you know? The Pasuk says, V'yachasam batzava v'milchama, that the soldiers of war, for David HaMelech, they had strong yichus. V'tamayimai, what's the reason? Amar Yudah, Amar Rav, Kedesh des zechutan, v'zechut avotan mesayatan. There's zechut, and the zechut of their fathers would protect them. So the Gemara says, "Va'ika tzelek Amoni." We have tzelek Amoni. So my love, the Atem Amon, is it not that he came from the city of Amon? That he's Amoni? So he says, "No, the Yativ Amon. No, he was from Amon. He was born in Amon, but he wasn't Amoni. He was born a Jew." Va'ika Uriah Chiti. Hold on, we have Uriah. My love, the Atem Chet. Didn't he come from Chet? He was a Chiti. The Gemara says, "No, the Yativ Bechet. No, he was born in Chet, but he was really a Jew." Vayika Itaya Giti, only have Itaya Giti. Vechitema Achinami Diativ Beget, maybe over here also, Itai just was living in Gat, but he wasn't actually a non-Jew. But the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Ve'amar Rav Nachman, Itai Giti Ba'u Bitla. He came, in the Gemara over there is talking about Avodah Zarah, and since he was a Goy is allowed to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah, and then you can benefit from it. But a Jew cannot be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So since he came and he was Mevatel, the Gemara says it was Batel. So you see that he's a Goy. The Gemara says, "Ve'od Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Arba Me'od Yeladim Hayu LeDavid." There were 400 children to David HaMelech, v'kulam b'nei Yefatoar Hayu, and they were all from beautiful women. All of them were beautiful. All the children, v'kulam misaprim komei u'migadlim belorit Hayu. They all were put a non-Jewish haircuts. They had a little bit of hair. They would leave in the front. They would leave it, and then they would grow out their hairs in the back. This is how they would do it. V'kulam yoshrin v'koroniyot shel zahav v'yu malachim rashi geasot. All of them would ride in these golden chariots, these golden carriages. And they're coming strong soldiers, right? These were the soldiers of Beit David. What do you see? These weren't Jewish. Hold on. How do you say they're part of the soldiers if they weren't Jewish? The Gemara says, No, it's not that they were actually coming to fight. These people were just coming to scare the enemy, but they weren't actually part of the soldiers' team coming to actually fight. And so therefore, only the Jews were part of these soldiers. A daughter of a halal, a male halal, pasulta de keuna le'olam forever. Israel shenasa halala, bito keshera le'keuna. And Israel who marries a halala, the daughter is kosher for the kohanim. Halal shenasa bat Israel, a halal who marries a bat Israel, bito pesula le'keuna. The daughter is pasul to the keuna. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, bat ger zachar ke bat halal zachar. The daughter of a male convert is like a daughter of a halal male halal, and it's pasul to the keuna. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Israel shenasa gyored bito keshera le keuna. Israel who marries a convert, the daughter is kosher to the kehuna, and if a ger shenasa bat Yisrael bito kishra la kehuna, and a convert who marries a bat Yisrael, the daughter is kosher for the kohanim. Aval ger shenasa giyoret bito pesula la kehuna. But if a convert marries a convert, the daughter is pasul to the kehuna. Echad ger vechad avadim shucharim afilu ad asara dorot, converts and freed slaves until 10 generations, ad shetehe imom Yisrael, until the mother is Jewish, they're pasul to the kehuna. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Av Ger Shanasa Giyoret Bito Kishra LeKohanim. He says, no, a convert, a marries a convert, he says the daughter is kosher to the Kohanim, Machloket. So the Gemara says, Mai LeOlam, why did it say in the Mishnah that Ibat Chala Zachar is Pasul to the Kehunah forever? Why forever? So Ma'u Detema would have thought, Midi Dehama Mitzri VeEdomi, Egyptian and Edomi, maybe it would be similar to them. Ma Lehala Nachar Shoshad Dorot, Avkan Anami Lachar Shoshad Dorot. I would have thought over there, the third generation, Mitzri Edomi, that convert, they're allowed to marry Am Yisrael. I would have thought the same thing over here. Therefore, Kamashmanan comes teach us another. A daughter of a male zachar, a male halal, is not allowed to marry a Am Yisrael forever. Yisrael shenasa halala. Yisrael marries a halala. So the Gemara says, Minan mini, how do we know that's pasul? Sorry, that's kasher lekeuna. How do we know? Amar b'yochanan mishum erbi shimon. Neymar kan veloy halal zar'o. Yeah, it says in the pasuk, veloy halal zar'o be'amav. And it says, "V'ne'emar lahalan lo itama ba'al be'amav." So he says, "Ma lahalan zecharim lo nikevod." Just like in the latter pasuk, by talking about the kohen who should not become tameh to a wife if she dies, if he was asur to her, it's only males, not females. Afkan zecharim lo nikevod. So too, lo yichalel zaro be'amav. The kohen gadol, he also can, it's only referring to males and not females. That's how we know that Yisrael marries a chalala, bito is kishra lekeuna. And if that's the case, bitosh kohen gadol tishrei. Hold on. So the daughter of the kohen gadol should be permitted also to the kohanim in that case. So it says miketiv bino. No, does it say sons? Zaroktiv. It says children. So offspring. Lo yichalel zaro be'amav. So that's why the daughter of the kohen gadol would not be okay. Bat bino tishrei. Okay, the daughter of his son should be permitted then. Ketiv lo yichalel zaro. But no, it makes a hekesh. Makish zaro lo. Makes a connection between his children to him. Mahu bito besula, af bino bito besula. Just like him, his daughter is pasul to the kehuna, so too his son's daughter is pasul to the kehuna. So the Gemara says, bat bito titzar. Okay, what about the daughter's daughter? The Kohen Gadol's daughter's daughter should be asur then. Why is it mutar? So imken gezerah shava mayhanile. So what's the purpose of the gezerah shava? The purpose of the gezerah shava is to come to teach something. So if the gezerah shava is coming to teach, at least the daughter of the Kohen Gadol would be pasul to the kehuna in this case. Then we said the Mishnah, Chalal shenasa bat Yisrael bito pesula. If Chalal marries a bat Yisrael, daughter is pasul. So the Gemara says, Hatan el Rishah. We already taught this in the beginning of the Mishnah. Bat Chalal, Zachar, pesula min keuna. A daughter of a male Zachar is pasul to the keuna leolam, forever. So the Gemara says, Aydi, the Tan el Rishah, Yisrael shenasa chalala, Tan el Amisefa, Chalal shenasa bat Yisrael. It taught in the Rishah, it wanted to teach it also in the Seifa. So the Gemara says, Matnitin de loke Rabbi Dostai ben Yehuda. The Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rabbi Dostai. Says the Tanya, the Brayta says, "Rabbi Dosa ben Yehuda Omer, Keshem shebnei Yisrael mikveh tahara lachalalin chalalot, kach benod Yisrael mikveh tahara lachalalin." Just like bnei Yisrael are considered a mikveh tahara for chalalot, if a chalala marries a bnei Yisrael, she is now, the children are now kosher, according to this opinion. And same thing for the vice versa. So too, a benod Yisrael marries a chalal, the children are kosher. My tamed Rabbi Dosa ben Yehuda. This is not like our Mishnah. So what's his reason? So Amar Kala pasuk says, "Lo yichalel zaro be'amav." Should not make your children chalalim. Be'am echadum mechel. V'shnei amamim le'eno mechel. That's only in one nation. Meaning if a chalal marries a chalala, then the children become chalalim. But according to him, if a chalal marries a Israel, a Israelit, or a chalala marries a Israel, children are kosher. Tan Rabbanan the Brayta says, lo yichalel zaro, en le'el zaro, that's only one's children. He atzma minayin. How do you know the woman herself can become pasul through the relations? Amar kal v'chomer, you say kal v'chomer. Mazzaro shelo avar avera mitchalel. The children, they never did an avera, but they come out as chalalim. Oh, so he shavra avera inodin shemitchalelet. Her herself, that she did the avera, she slept with the person she's asur to. Is it not all the more so that the children are that she is a chalalet chalala? So the Gemara says, who atzmo yachiyach? No, the man himself, he can prove the other way. Shavar avera ve'en mitchalel. He did the sin, and he's not becoming a chalal. The Gemara says, "Malahu sheken en michalel v'chol makom." No, the man himself never becomes a chalal. But Tomar behi she michalel v'chol makom. She does become a chalala in a certain situation. So it's different. So the Gemara says, "V'im nafshe chalomar." If you want to say contradiction on that and say Amar Kala pasuk says lo yichalel zaro, then you can just say. Meaning, if you want to ask contradiction, just say the pasuk. That's referring to someone who's kasher and becomes a halal. Who is that referring to? The woman. She was kasher and she becomes a halala. So the Gemara says, "Mayim nafshecha lomar." What does it mean if you had a contradiction? What contradiction could you have? So he says, "V'chitema ikal mifrach male zaro shekeni tzerato ba'avera." Oh, maybe you can say contradiction. The children, they were created ba'avera. Ah, oh, then you can say pasuk. Amar Kala, the pasuk says, "Lo yichalel, lo yichulal zeshaya kasher in chalel." That's referring to someone who's kasher and then became a chalala, referring to the woman. Tanu banan we have a braita. Ezo yichalala. What's a chalala? Kol shen nolda mina pesulim. Someone who came from pesulim. My pesulim. So in leim a pesulim lo. Maybe it's referring to people who are pasul to him. But hare machazir gerushato de pesulalo. Hold on. Person who divorces a woman cannot remarry her if she went and married someone else in the interim. If he does marry her, she's pasul to him. Ah, but still, ubanea kesharim, the children that come from that marriage are still kosher. The pasuk says, to'evahi, she's an abomination, he to'eva, vein banea to'avim. That's an abomination. Yes, she is, but not the children. Ah, so why do you say that anything that comes from pasul is considered a chalal? Amar v'yudah hachi kamar, this is what he meant to say. Ezoi chalala, what's a chalala? Koshen nolda min pasul keuna. Only someone that comes from a pasul keuna. Hold on. Noldain, lo nolda lo. You're saying only someone is born from it. But if he wasn't born from it, then he's not pasul. Not a chalal. Hare almana o grusha zona. Delo nolda v'kavya chalala. Widow, divorcee or zona. Pasulim to the keuna. Almana is pasul to the kohen gadol. And if they're with him, they become pasul. But they're not born from it. Right? They're not born from it. Through their relations, they become pasula. But they become a chalala. So amar abba hachi kamar. This is what he meant to say. Who is a chalala that's mentioned here that never had an opportunity of being a kosher? That's someone who's born from pasul keuna. My muskeret. What does it mean? Muskeret. Amar Yitzchak bar Ravina chikamar. This is what he meant to say. Ezoi chalala sheikara midivrei Torah ve'ein tzachin nefarish midivrei sofrim. Who is a chalala that is explicit from the Torah and you don't need to explain it even from the chachamim? Kol shel nolda min pesulei keuna. Anyone who's born from pesulei keuna, that's explicit in the Torah itself. Very good. Tan Rabbanan, we have another braita. Almana, almana, almana. If the Kohen Gadol goes with an almana, 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 what's the din? Eino chayav ad achat. He's only liable once. Girusha, girusha, girusha. Divorcee three times. Eino chayav ad achat. He's only liable once. Almana, ugrusha, v'chalala zona. A widow, divorcee, chalala zona. Bizman shem keseder chayav al kol achat v'achat. If it's in that order, then he's liable for each and every one. Zinta, v'nit chalala, v'nit gasha, v'nit armela. Eino chayav ad achat. If she was zona first, then chalala, then nidgash, divorce, then widow, he's only liable to one. What is talking here? Amar mor, almana, 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 eino chayav ad achat. We said widow, 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 you're only liable once. Hi, almana, yechid amay. What's the case here? Inle mashebal almanat reuven, ve'almanat shimon, ve'almanat levi. Maybe he slept with all three almanot, three widows. Amay eino chayav ad achat. Why is he only liable once? Flipping the amud. Harek gufin mechulakim, harishemot mechulakim. There's different bodies and different names. Reliable three times. Ela sheba almana achat shalosh biot. He slept with the same widow three times. So why is he liable once? Hechidame, what's the case? If they didn't warn him, no warning, you're only liable once. Ela atrube akulchad vechadah. So they warn them each and every time. If they warn them every time, amach eino chayav v'dachad. Why is he only liable once? But not. We have a mishnah in Masachin Nazir. Mishnah where they said daf mem bed amurav. The mishnah said Nazir shayash shote yain kol hayom kulo. If a Nazir was drinking wine all day long, eino chayav v'dachad. He's only liable once. Oh, Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. Ah, amrulo al tishteh, al tishteh. They told him don't drink, don't drink. They warned him. Who shote? He continues drinking. Chayav kol achad v'achad. He's liable every time. So you see, if there's a warning, they're liable every time. Why every year is only liable once? Lo tzricha shebal almenad Reuven. She hayita almenad Shimon. Shayita almenad Levi. He slept with the widow of Reuven, who was the same widow as Shimon, who was the same widow as the Levi. It's the same person. So Maal Dema would have thought to say Harish Shemot Mukhalakim. Oh, they have different names. There are three different widows. Really, it was the same person. Kamashmana. That's why he teaches us Gufim Mukhalakim Ba'inan Veleika. For it to be liable three times, you need to have different bodies. It was the same widow who was divorced. It was a widow from three men. He slept with her once. So he slept with her at one time, but it happened to have three names. In that case, we would say no, because it's not three different bodies or three different times. Therefore, you'll only be liable one time for that bi'ah from the Kohen Gadol. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1-minute recap.